Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Another Wednesday. You didn't know that. It is another Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, got to pronounce all the one of those things, whatever they are.
What are you throwing around over there?
Oh, I was putting my hard drives in a drawer. Is all.
You know, most hard drives do rest in a drawer, by the way.
But I'm putting them in a plastic drawer sitting beside my computer. It's not in them.
No, in either case. Anyways, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Glad you could show up. In fact, you're the co-host for this program. I'm very glad you showed up.
Well, last week we didn't bother, so.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of tried to show up three times and didn't make it, but that's okay.
Yes.
You know, I want to say this. It means virtually nothing, and it's sort of important, but I'd like to say congratulations to JCPenney. I don't know why I've always, I mean, Penney was almost out of business, and their sales and things are really doing very well this year, and they're doing extremely well, and they're turning a corner, and they're going to stay in business, and so on and so forth. I don't know why, but I've always had a real gung-ho thing for, you know, once we lost Montgomery Ward. And that was sad, but then I thought we're going to lose pennies too, but now I guess we're not. So I'm glad to hear that. So that's all I wanted to say. Congratulations to J.C. Penney's.
So you can rest in peace now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, but I just, you know, I don't care much about anybody else, but J.C. Penney's and Montgomery Ward's and Sears. I don't know that we're really worried about losing Sears because they're so huge now that it's not even funny.
Yeah, don't even get started on Sears, at least the local store here. But anyways, what I would like to get started on is inviting people to give us a call. And Cliff.
It is 646. It's stuck up there because I just restuck it. See, I have the telephone number on a little yellow piece of paper on the top of my monitor. And about every 6 months, the little yellow piece of paper, the glue dries out and it falls off. But anyway, I got to restock it back. 646. How about being wordy about everything? 646. You got that part yet?
I got that.
721.
Comes after that. 646. I got it.
721.
721.
Oh, that's it. 721.
Yeah. 421.
9887.
Ding, 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 646-721-9887.
You got it. Wow.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yes. Let me try that.
No. Just continue on. Don't try. Don't dial it now. You're already on something, so it works.
Oh, okay.
Try dialing it. We can be in real trouble.
How about if other people try that?
Everybody can try that. Everybody in the world can try that. You know, it's just in anywhere in the world you can try it. I suppose if you're in some European country, you're going to have to throw some numbers or something in front of it.
That's your international code.
Yeah, and then you can make it. But we'd love to hear from you no matter where you're from. It's real easy and really, you know, telephones are not expensive anymore. It's real cheap to use the telephone to call, especially something like this, and use it. And then if you want to go online, you can listen to us for free. And call us on the telephone. That way you don't have to waste a lot of your telephone time.
That's right. And assuming that the computer is, and everything works, the chat room is open, so you can chat with us right now. Right now. Do it now. Get on there and do it now.
You can even ask questions in the chat room.
You can.
And Robin will probably catch them. I don't catch them. I'm a one-act band here. I have trouble getting just one thing up, let alone two or three. Robin sits there with like five things up at a time, except today she's got one computer that's being a problem.
Yeah.
So only four things up.
Only four things.
I got two things up. I got my page with all of the information on it that I need, and on the other page, I got a big pussycat staring at me.
Meow.
Meow.
And I get it. And the only thing I've got is coming up at me is Flashwave has crashed. Shockwave has crashed, and would you like to stop it? I'm going, no, I don't want to stop it.
Well, if it's crashed, why do you want to stop it?
Oh, it's the smoke. You know, when it burns. Anyway, 646-721-9887. We got a lot to talk about. We always got stuff to talk about. And if there's something that you want to talk about, then you can just call that number, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. Otherwise, you got to listen to what we want to talk about. And if you miss what we're talking about, you can send us an email at talk@krbnradio.com and then tell your friends so they can talk about it.
Sounds like a good idea. There's a ton of things to talk. Nothing is of any real great importance this time.
Huh?
I mean, there's nothing.
You're
nothing.
Wrong.
Oh, really?
You are wrong, in fact. Get back. Are you ready for this, Cliff?
I'm not sure.
In addition to other things that we have to talk about, we also have a What the Heck Are They Thinking segment coming up.
I've been wondering what we're thinking.
Yes, we were. In fact, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Because I want to make you wait. So there.
I thought you were going to say it's loading. Everything seems to be loading today, including, I'm not sure, maybe even you.
I know. Give me more coffee and I will be.
Okay.
I can definitely say from experience that working nights suck.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I spent 3 years in the military working nights. Not all the time. I worked four shift rotations. So I worked a week of days, a week of mids, and a week of days, evenings, and nights. Yeah. Mids, yeah. They called them. Because mids was midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Was nights for us. But that didn't bother me. I found a. The one thing that they did that when I was working that is they gave you 7 and 3, 7 and 3, or 7 and 2, 7 and 2, and then the midnight to change to work days, they gave you 3 days off to sort of compensate for it. And it worked out real well.
Ah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of
exciting.
Speaking of working out real well, let's see if this will work.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Touching a device that actually still works, which is the new tablet, which is faster than the computer, which is a... keeps coming up saying that it has security issues, and yes, it should have, because I feel like throwing it through the window. The only thing is I don't want to replace the window is why it's still in one piece.
But see, that doesn't help make it secure. That makes it insecure.
That was my point.
Poor baby cuter.
Oh, now, come on. No,
I would be an insecure computer, too, if I belonged to you. I mean, you just keep picking on them and throwing them around and yelling at them.
Oh, no, one of my pet peeves is that they come up with this. On these websites, they have this list of Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and all these things that you can share with. And if your mouse happens to be anywhere in that area, then it brings up a pop-up that you can't get rid of.
Yeah, I'm becoming more and more aware of these pop-ups that you can't get rid of. I really get very upset. I just reboot entirely.
Yeah, in fact, speaking of Google+, as a lot of people who use YouTube and want to do any commenting, see, Google+ was, for people that don't know, was Google's failed effort, because they tried coming up with a better way of tweeting, and that failed. They tried to compete with Facebook, and people tried it, and they were going, meh, don't like it, we'll stick with Facebook. Well, because they haven't done it, now they're forcing people to go to Google+. They just recently did that with YouTube, that if you want to receive any type of messages or you want to comment on a video, you can now be a member of Google+. So it's pretty bad that they have to force you to go do something. And all that has accomplished, really, is people are protesting. there's a gal that came up. She wrote a song and she plays it, and it's gone virus about just how much Google Plus. I won't say the words, but she F bombs it a lot. So, but in any case, this week's award, by the way, goes out to Representative Jared Polis. Because he came out with his solution on how to fix Obamacare.
Fix Obamacare.
Yes, how to fix Obamacare. And he says that the way to do this is that it would be essential to legalize 11 million illegal immigrants because we need them now to make Obamacare work.
What? We need illegal immigrants to make Obamacare work?
Yes.
I figure that would be logical. That's why we don't need Obamacare.
Right.
Anyway.
American citizens are essentially being forced to pay for health care costs of the people who are here illegally every day until we pass comprehensive immigration reform. He says, we're wondering why rates are going up. It's no surprise because somebody who doesn't have insurance, their costs are shifted onto of people to do that. So he feels that by allowing 11 million immigrants, illegal immigrants, to become citizens, that they will balance the books, so to speak.
Well, somehow or another, I get the impression they may balance them today, but tomorrow they're going to be way off.
Yes.
I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have to pay for some of that, and then you're going to really be upset.
Well, again, it's just another excuse to try and make the illegals legal. And, a lot of them don't want to be legal.
Well, of course not. They'd have to pay all these taxes and crap.
Exactly.
They don't want to be legal. I'd be just as happy if they just, I don't know what I'd be happier. I'd just as soon be happy that we didn't have them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an easy way. Well, it's not an easy way, but there are ways to get. It's hard to say. I don't want to say get rid of them, but to eliminate them coming in and make them want to go back home. That's what I would like to do, is convince them that they don't want to be here, that they would rather be home, and we'll even be more than happy to help you go back home. Assuming that you want to stay there. And, of course, you can change things in our country to be sure that they want to stay home, make home more attractive than America. And I know nobody thinks that can happen, but I do.
Well, and like I said, to think that the push to, we're going to they're cheaping what it is to be an American citizen, in my opinion.
God, I hate these pop-up things. They're there on everything. Yeah, it is. The thing is, we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. If we don't make being American a special thing, then the other people will go home. If we do make being American an special thing, which is what we want to do, other people are going to want to be here too. So what are you going to do? We got to give them a place to go other than here.
Well, that's true. But like they say, follow the damn law, and we wouldn't have the problem.
Yeah, I guess I have to look at it a little differently. American laws don't necessarily go if you're in Mexico or Brazil or someplace. You don't need to follow the American law. But the thing is, if you come to America, be prepared to abide by the law once you're here. And the thing is, if you're here and abiding by the law, it's not going to be that much more advantageous for you. So yeah, in a way that's true, to make everybody a citizen, because then it makes it just as expensive for everybody.
Yeah, well, just like Polaris is saying, is that illegal immigrants are one of the few categories of people in the U.S. who aren't subject to Obamacare's individual mandate requiring all people to have health insurance coverage. And they say they also aren't eligible for taxpayer subsidies to buy insurance on health care, nor are they supposed to be getting assistance under Medicaid, but they do. Tails.
What?
Well, the coin you're flipping.
What?
Sounds like you're flipping a coin.
I'm not doing anything.
So anyways, he's saying that if we pass H.R. 15, people who are here illegally will have to get insurance on their own instead of forcing Americans to pay for their own insurance, he's claiming. Well, like I said, you can make them be legal, but or require them to be legal, but unless they step forward, which a lot of them are saying, why should I?
Well, you got to understand, this whole thing is a big trial and error thing, and it's all a big test, and it's not going to end up this way. We're going to end up totally different, and I believe that we're going to end up more like the British system, where you're half, you don't have a choice. What your medical care and such are supplied for you. The thing is, on the same token, it may not be what you like. Now, I believe in Great Britain that if you want more, if you don't like what they're giving you for free, it's not for free, of course, ever. But anyway, what they're supplying for you, then you can pay more and get a different system or a better system or add to the system that you're getting. But that costs you money. So you have a choice of accepting what they give you and liking it, or paying extra to have more. And that's what we're going to end up with. I mean, as it is, it's just a screwed-up mess. And because we have this brilliant president who doesn't know anything, we're in the midst of this screwed-up mess, and it's very, very, very hard to take. And we're not taking it well at all as a public.
No, in fact, like I said, it's a train wreck. And what's happening now is besides the fact that it's going to cost a little bit more than what they originally thought, especially especially if you're mandating people to purchase a product that has to meet what I've been saying all along, the minimum federal requirements, qualifying insurance, to the levels that they said that you have to have. Well, there's already, like I say, besides the cost being out of hand, there's already, I only saw the headline, I guess Kaiser Permanente or whatever is having little issues or conspiracies or whatever going on, I don't know. But in either case, Americans being held hostage, and it's going to be the beginning of bankruptcy, and that's just my opinion.
Bankruptcy for the entire country?
Exactly, because, it costs a lot of money now just to try and break even, and then you're being forced to shell out, gosh, anywhere $300, $500, $600 a month for insurance that you don't have the money to begin with, and you don't have a choice.
See, that's the thing. It wouldn't be that expensive if everybody were to do what they're supposed to be doing, but the problem is that the way we're starting this thing, we're giving everybody the option of doing it or not doing it. And the people that are not going to do it are the people who are not sick or not, they're quite well, they're young, whatever. They're not going to bother.
Right.
But consequently, the ones that are really, really need it and really are using it are going to bother. And that makes it more expensive. And so it's costing us more and we're bringing in less. Now, if it were required that everybody have it and they gave it to everybody, period, like it or not, then it would keep the cost down, and it wouldn't cost anybody as much as it does. And so they're going about it the wrong way, but then, let's face it, it's wrong way whoever that's doing it. It's our president that's going the wrong way.
Well, and as he promised and advertised, you know, that if you like your insurance, you get to keep your insurance. Again, it's a whole point. I mean, like they said in the 2008 presidential debates, yes, it would be very nice for people to have insurance. But not, you know, there's a reason why people don't have insurance. It's not they don't want insurance, they can't afford it. And even the president himself saying, well, if we thought we could just cure, but just by passing a law and cure that, I mean, it's like passing a law against homelessness and requiring everybody to buy a house. Yeah, you could pass a law that everybody has to, everybody.
No, he doesn't seem to understand. You don't pass a law and have everybody buy a house. You pass the law and you give everybody a house. Oh, that's the way it works.
That's what people are thinking about the Obamacare, in fact, when it was first announced.
Well, if they do it right, then it has to be the way it would be done.
Yeah.
It would be taken out of your income tax or whatever.
Right. But as it is now, the only way you're going to get literally free health care is that if you already qualify for Medicaid, Medicare, or welfare, or whatever, or you're here illegally, you can still go to the hospitals and get your care for free, and even you say, Bill, yeah, you don't care because you're not going to pay it anyways.
Well, that's a whole different subject of not paying and not having to pay because you're not a citizen. And I mean, that's, again, that's probably the biggest argument to make sure everybody is a citizen. Right there, because then you can charge everybody.
Yeah, but again, same thing. It's requiring people to come forward, you know, which, again, why should they? They're already in the shadows now, and nobody cares. I mean, you go to California, they've just recently passed laws saying that they're not even going to. You get all the rights of the citizens without being a citizen, without the requirements.
Well, my boy, I let's go to England. We'll live off of them for a while.
I say, mate, you want to go to England?
I didn't say speak like them.
Oh.
I mean, you might. If you go to England and speak like them, then you're not American. You've got to be American in England, and. And I know the whole thing is they're coming here and we're not going there. And then that's what we've got to change. We've got to change the reason for them to come here and make it different. And then they'll go back home again, whomever they may be, whether they're English or British or Mexican or Brazilian or whatever they are. The idea is we've got to change the way we do things so that it's important to them to come here. And we can do that.
Yeah.
But it would make a difference in how we live, too, a little bit.
Well, speaking of stuff and presidency, by the way, you know, they're talking rumor about having Hillary run for president, and there's already, well, there's a judge, I don't know his name off the top of my head, that's been putting out ads to write him in for presidential candidate, and some other people starting to appear. I guess even McCain is thinking about running again on the Republican side.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, well, I read this. That's why I'm telling you about it.
Okay.
Because I read it, and it's on the Internet. It's got to be true.
Well, absolutely. That's true.
Yeah, so like we're on the Internet, so everything we say is true.
Absolutely.
Unless I'm lying.
And then, you can bank on it.
Yes. You can.
You may not get much money on it, but you can bank on it.
That's right. You can send your donations to P.O. Box.
Really? Right away.
So it's going to be kind of interesting. I mean, like I tease that even Jesse Ventura and Howard Stern are talking about running. And, you know, as crazy as things have been, they're starting to sound good.
Unfortunately. You know, you're talking about making a promise and – why is it you choose to believe or choose to say that we should believe promise A or B when everything else that the man has said on television or in anywhere, and he's made millions of promises and kept almost none of them, none of them. And so why should we consider this promise any different than any of the rest of them? It's all just in one side of his mouth and out the other side. It's all just a bunch of crap, and that's exactly how we should take it. It's a bunch of doo-doo, and yet we're sitting here getting upset about something. I mean, the whole thing is we've got a year and a half or so or whatever to live with this Obamacare Act, and why are we worrying about it? Why are we bothering to pay attention to it? In a year and a half, we'll just eliminate it. Just cut it out. Just take it off.
That's if you get somebody in place that runs on getting rid of it and that actually follows through and gets rid of it. But in the meantime,
that means you've got to vote for the right person. You got to vote for the person you want, not let somebody else do the voting for you.
Oh, but gee, you know, Oprah said that we had to vote for the president. And if we didn't vote
for the president?
The one we have now. And if we did,
they can't.
No, that's why we put him in.
Well, because Oprah said we should have?
Well, Oprah said we should, yes.
Oh, well, if Oprah said we should, he's obviously the right man.
That's right. Oprah said that all Americans are racist. Because we disagree with him, we are all racist. And Oprah was overseas telling everybody how bad America is because we're all racist because we have, we disagree with the black president.
Well, she should know.
And speaking of, by the way, speaking of president and impeachment, you can't go anywhere on the internet just about without reading people wanting to impeach the president. I mean, there's groups that have gathered. We've talked about it, and there's been rumors of Michelle Buchanan wanting to introduce legislation for it. Well, there is actually impeachment proceedings that are being voted on right now in Congress, but guess who it's against?
Who?
Boehner.
You're kidding.
No. It's like, why the hell are you guys going against Boehner? I mean, sure, he's leading Fast and Furious, so we think. Part of the reason is that, you know, he's violated the Constitution. All the reasons that they gave in the news article for impeachment against Boehner is, and like the president hasn't done this.
Well, I haven't heard about this impeachment against Boehner myself. It's new to me, so I don't know what all the reasons are. I mean, I haven't heard. I've heard him speak a lot, and I never heard him say anything that was an impeachable act, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's, well, if you want to get right down to it, a lot of them are impeachable, like Nancy Pelosi. But,
well, you see,
I don't think you can impeach Nancy Pelosi.
You can impeach anybody if you want to, and you can remove them from office without impeaching you. You can take them out of office, and we could do that to the president. But the thing is, I don't think there's anybody that's done anything that bad that we should be able to do that. And there's nothing that's been done that we can't wait for. I mean, I understand that our illustrious president has gone a long ways toward destroying our way of life and our country's way of life, and a lot farther than I thought he could possibly go when I voted for him. But on the same token, he did convince more people than not to vote for him in the midterm election. And so he got put back in there. He wasn't put back by a large amount, although if you read about it, he sort of stretches that a little. But anyway, he convinced everybody to do it. And so all I can say is beware and learn something. You've got another 4 years now, or it's about 2 years now. But anyway, you've got some time yet to learn something. Don't be stupid again. And so, think, inform yourself about who you're voting for. And I mean really inform yourself about who you're voting for.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the whole world likes what he's doing. But I can't believe that.
Not according to the polls and everything. In fact, the trust of the government has really plummeted, especially after this. Like I said, my prediction is, most everything that the federal government does not directly affect you and me. It's not in our face. Nothing in my recollection, I can't recall anything that is going to be more in your face for every American than this Obamacare thing, that we're being forced to purchase a product or we're going to get penalized big time, up to several thousand dollars in our taxes. And if you can't pay them, well, the IRS is going to build up, and then pretty soon they're going to come garnish your wages. And it's now the law of the land. So
you have to have wages first.
You have to have wages. But again, if you fall into that gray area where you had wages, you lost your job, you can't get, depending where you're at, you can't get another job. Well, your gross income says that you made too much to qualify for the subsidies. And if you went beyond the 3-month period of not having insurance, then you're going to get fined. And what happens if you are, say, if you go 4 months without insurance, maybe this is the gray area, and you get insurance the rest of the year, well, you still got the 3 months that you didn't have insurance and you didn't qualify for the subsidy, so you probably still will have to pay a fine.
I see, this is all beyond me. I'm not even trying to make sense of any of this.
Well, that's the whole point right there. This is one of those instances where you just can't say, I don't understand it, so I'm just going to ignore it. Because you can't ignore it. It's the law of the land now.
Well, you have to ignore it when it's stupid, when it doesn't accomplish anything, when it contradicts itself.
That's the point. And this is, people are going to, they're going to try and ignore it because they don't understand it. There's still a lot of people that don't even know what Obamacare is, and some haven't even heard about it because they're not into politics, and that's the way they're looking at it, is politics, big deal. But they're going to find out at the end of the year, well, I didn't go ahead and change my health insurance. Yeah, I heard something about this on TV. How does it affect me? I don't know. I don't care. And then at the end of the year, when they, you got this, you are going to get $1,500 refund, but because you don't have health insurance, you owe an extra $500. And that is going to, for me especially, if I had all of a sudden come up with $500 to pay in taxes and I was expecting my $1,500 refund, that would be devastating because I don't have the means to get it.
Well, I happen to be one of these people who I don't live on that $500 refund. I don't live even expecting that $500 refund. That $500 refund, whenever I get one, if I get one, is a benefit that it's a surprise, whether it is or not. I mean, I always work on it as if it were a surprise. I don't think you should spend something until you have it in your pocket, and you don't have that in your pocket until it's refunded to you.
Well, that's true. But let's say you don't get the refund. Let's say you get out that you pay taxes at the end of the year, and now you just find out that, hey, guess what? Now I owe another $2,100 in taxes.
You jump from one extreme to the other. What are you doing?
That's not an extreme at all. In 2016, if you don't have qualifying insurance, you will be fined $2,100.
Well,
So no, it's not jumping from extreme. This year, it's going to be $95 if you don't have insurance. It goes up in increments up until 2016 when the Obamacare goes into full effect. And so,
okay, let's be logical. In 2016, Obamacare ain't going to do nothing. Obamacare is going to be gone.
You're hoping.
It's going to be gone.
You're hoping. Because right now it's the law of the land, and those idiots up there in Washington They like it. I mean, like I said, I mean, not one Republican voted for it. A lot of the Democrats are voting for it, and they had the opportunity to defund it and to do something about it. And
okay, the critical statement was not one Republican voted for it.
Right.
Who do you think is going to be a president next?
I have no idea.
It's going to be a Republican.
Don't count on it.
Oh, boy, believe me. Well, there are so many people upset with the Democrats and Obama and so on. I just cannot believe that the next president is not going to be a Republican. And if the next president isn't going to be a Republican, then I may actually move to Mexico.
Well, like I said, don't count on it because people have, you know, the low information voters. You know, I have these arguments at work with I have an Obama supporter at work. I love getting into talking politics with him because he's so far uninformed, it's unreal. You know, it's he's always, well, you're always bashing Obama. Look what he's doing.
He's out there to a bash.
Anybody that comes out and says publicly that the Constitution gets in their way of what they want to do, that passes his idea of, you know, if Congress won't do it, I will. So he has executive orders. He's recently with Obamacare. He put out an executive order telling the insurance company to break the law by allowing a one-year for the requirement. And like Washington State is going, we're not doing that. You, Mr. President, helped push through a law that we have to abide by. And we just can't willy-nilly just go, okay, well, sorry, all those millions of people that lost their insurance. Hey, come on back. We'll write you up a temporary policy so you don't, so you'll have insurance and you won't suffer that penalty. And we'll charge you whatever the hell we want to charge you. Because the president wrote an executive order saying that it's okay to break the law that he helped pass.
Well, that's the thing, is we've got a president who doesn't know what he's doing, and he's going to just keep on sneaking around it until he gets where he wants to go, if he gets where he wants to go, and if he isn't going to get – he's not going to get there in time. And so it's all a moot point. I mean, you got entire states that are trying to get around Obamacare. We're not going to be stuck with Obamacare. I don't believe it.
Well, I hope you're right, but the thing is, we need to replace everybody up there, the majority of them, because this is affecting everybody's lives, and they should really be pushing to do something about it, and they're not.
Well, I don't know that we have to replace absolutely everybody. We have to give them an idea that what we want. I mean, are we making our wants known, our needs known, or are we just sitting back and letting them do whatever they want to do? We need to let people know what we want, and then they can adjudicate, they can work their laws in abeyance with the kind of thing we're asking for. I just think, because I look at the however many people, 7 or 8 people that we elected to this last thing, and they're not doing necessarily what we want to do. That's because they are not sure what we want to do. And I believe if we're going to get rid of Obama, we're going to put a Republican in there, that's going to change the makeup of everything. Even the people who are already there are going to change their opinion and their minds and the way of things, thinking and the way of doing things. And I don't think we have to replace much of anybody. There are a few people that we need to I personally think we could replace a lot of the guys that have been there for 10 or 15 years or more. They are, first of all, most of them are ancient and don't need to be there. I wouldn't want to be elected to something like that. I'd be lost. I think I could do it, but then I'd be so afraid of not doing it or not doing it right that I'd be driving myself batty. The thing is, we don't need to give them a chance. We got hundreds of millions of younger people that are quite capable of doing the job, and we're not paying any attention to them. So let's get off our duff and get rid of the people that are old and dilapidated or whatever you want to call them, and get some new people in there, some fresh blood, and some people who can think for themselves.
Well, that was the whole point about the way the system was set up. It wasn't designed for people to be a career politician. It was designed so you come in, you do your term, and you go away. And now we got people that, you know, fresh out of college, they run, they get elected, and they stay there until they retire.
Yeah, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. I agree. And we should be doing something about changing that instead of, I don't know what else we should be doing, but we definitely should be something about changing that. Somebody's calling me. Seldom ever have anybody call me. But anyway.
The thing is, they got the number wrong. They should have been calling 646-721-9887 and being on the air now instead of calling Cliff at Home.
Yeah, call 646-721-9887. We'll be more than happy to talk to you, be more than happy to argue with you or whatever you want to do. I'd be happy to do that, really. But back to Obama, and we shouldn't even be worrying about him. We shouldn't even be thinking about him unless I suppose it is a possibility that he's so bad. Well, I don't think he could do much of anything else. Of course, I said that before.
Yeah. Please don't challenge him.
That's true. I don't know if he's going to or even thinking about it or not, but he doesn't have much time. He's going to have to do something in a hurry, or he's not going to have much time. But we do have to worry about it. We've got people that are thinking about running for office, although it's a little early yet. To put much thinking into who's running for office, because let's feel it. We've got almost 2 years left,
right.
And should be about another 6 months before we start really people are really running for office. And then I think we can take a good look at who's in the running, and who's got the ideas, and you know. It's that's one place where the internet, I think, is a fantastic thing. You can sit back and you can read what they've said, anybody who runs, what they've said in the past, and then read what they're saying currently about when they're running. And if it isn't the same, and if they changed anything, then don't vote for them. If they've kept the same story and they've said the same thing and they've been for the same ideas and such all along, then you can probably believe them. But if you want to find somebody that's all of a sudden got a great idea and says great things, but 5 years ago they were entirely different, had a different impression on life, which is exactly, by the way, what we did with Obama. And both Obamas were not at all sold on America until they became the leader of it. And then they decided that they were there to change it. And that's the thing we've got to do. Figure out somebody who has had a steady point of view for years, not just the last 2 years.
Right. Well, I like this headline here. The president didn't know that the NSA was spying on world leaders, but he's found time for at least 146 rounds of golf.
Well, you know, I again...
Which I'd rather have him play golf and leave the rest...
Exactly. I wish he could be out there all the time and not thinking about anything, just out there playing golf, because maybe he wouldn't think about anything and not come up with any stupid ideas that he's been coming up with. But the point is, he's going to have ideas. He's going to have to make a decision on things, like it or not, because he is the president. So since we've decided to make him there, and since we decided to put him back again, which is the one thing that I get a little upset about, but we have decided to put him back again, then we should either let him do his thing, bad or not, and then just when he gets out of there, when we get somebody in there let's vet the person's that are running for office a little more thoroughly than we did on this one.
Well, like, you know, if he wants to run around and play rock star, fine, go do that. But leave your pen at home.
Well, the problem with that is that people listen to him. People, when he goes out and plays rock star, I mean, he can speak and he can when somebody writes something down for him, he can make a pretty good argument for it. And people listen to him. And people can be making some real poor decisions because they were deciding on what he's been saying. And that's going to kill him and kill us.
Yeah.
So let's just keep him at home, keep him out on the golf course, and then let him go.
Yeah.
Do his thing. But what worries me is what we're going to do with him when he's out of office. You know, are we going to give him some other office run? I mean, something else to do? Hope not. Nothing of any importance, anyway. I mean, we're going to give him he's a fairly young man. We're going to give him a paycheck for life because he's had the office already. And I don't know. You know what's going to be really interesting is if Mrs. Obama is still going to stay with him once he's lost the office.
Or maybe she may run and they'll keep it for another 8 years.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't think there's any chance of that.
You don't think that she won't run?
No. No. No, I don't. Hillary Clinton might, but I don't even know that I think she is or not. She might be so fed up with things at the moment that she would. But it doesn't. Hillary Clinton... See, it's a little different story with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton doesn't think the same way that Mr. Clinton does. I mean, we knew that right from the beginning. She was totally different than his opinion, and her opinions didn't necessarily go along with his. I'm confused as to who was which. Anyway, she doesn't necessarily agree with her husband's opinions, and we knew that from the beginning. So if we put her in office, we could be getting somebody that's totally different.
Well, one thing Mrs. Clinton was right about, though, is that her ad is who's going to answer the phone at 2 in the morning while on Fast and Furious, or Benghazi, excuse me. That was a good question because the president went to bed.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. So,
when the ambassadors in Benghazi were murdered and they were crying for help, the president just told somebody to deal with it, and he went to bed instead of dealing with it. And they had the reports came up; they had warnings that there was terrorist activity going on in that area and targeting that embassy. And then when it actually came down, the help wasn't dispatched, and some of that help needed the direct interaction from the president. And the reports have it that he just went to bed.
Well, there are so many different reports that I don't know what to believe. So there's nothing been satisfied, to my opinion, about that story, anything.
Well, I think what it is that the president, you know, the big mouth in the White House is basically a denial of everything. He blames everything on everybody else. He's totally innocent. And, you know, I mean...
I'll agree with that. I mean, that's... But I don't know that he went to bed. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't make any difference what he did or didn't do. It happened, and nobody did anything about it. And a lot of people could have. A lot of people could have. There's nothing that's so important that the president has to make the decision at the moment, especially if somebody's life is in danger. There are other people that can make that decision.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a story that I'm not sure I accept at this time. So,
well, whatever did happen or didn't happen, people died and the support wasn't there. And there's just like with the Obamacare, it was a messed up operation.
Well, just like everything that's happened in this office since he's been a president, a messed up operation. Everything is a messed up operation, including Obamacare, yeah. Because, see, he doesn't know what's going on. He's letting everybody else do and write things for him, and tell him what's good and what's bad and what's right and what's wrong, and he accepts their word for it. Well, you got too many people telling him what's right and wrong, and consequently, he doesn't know where he is. And that's why we've got to get somebody in there with an opinion of their own, a logical opinion of their own, that's going to stick, they're going to live with, that they're going to or die with, you know, because if they go in there and they have this opinion, this great opinion, and this is my opinion, and I stick by it. Right. Well, if it's a terrible opinion, then we're going to kick him out. Well, but if it's an opinion that changes every day, we're not necessarily. We don't know what to do.
Well, and also, if, like I said, if Congress and them would actually step forward and do their job, like we talk about Ron Paul and Rand Paul all the time. Here's, this is from Political, and see what the day is. This is in October 21st. Rand Paul is wants an amendment to make sure that Congress can't ever again write laws with provisions to specific laws, lawmakers, meaning that if it's like the 28th Amendment that people have been proposing, that if you make a law, you also are required to abide by the law, just like the Obamacare, where Congress and people in D.C. are not required to abide by the Obamacare regulations. You know, so in other words, which is unbelievable that actually our lawmakers can pass laws that don't affect them. And you know,
yeah.
And Rand Paul is introducing an amendment that would require, you know, if you're going to pass a law, you're affected by it too.
Well, you know, Rand Paul is obviously quite interested in being president of the United States, and I think he's got a good start at it. I receive email probably once a week or once every other week from Rand Paul. I don't necessarily – I almost always read it, but I don't pay any attention to it. I don't ever answer it or do anything about it. But I think a lot of the things that he has to say actually make sense.
Uh-huh.
And if it came down to Rand Paul or some unknown person that I don't know at this particular point, I probably would vote for him. But again, it's far too early, way too early in this game, because we're 2 years out to make any decisions whatsoever. Rand Paul may turn into an absolute idiot by the time that it's time to actually vote for him, and I don't think he will, but he might. And until he's ready to go, until we're right there on top of the thing, I'm not going to make a decision.
Exactly. In fact, that's the whole point right there, is that we have to, under our system, you know, especially a good used car salesman will tell you what you want to hear, and you're going, yay! You get a mission, and there's nothing you can do about it during their term.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, we're sitting here, okay, this is what I'm saying before, is let's work with Rand Paul. Let's say, okay, we want to vote for Rand Paul. Let's say right up at the very end, we've got all kinds of information that's really good about Rand Paul. We really like him. He's really doing the things want him to do. But remember, all of those old stories, all of those old articles about Rand Paul are still on the Internet.
Right.
You can still go back and you can still check them. And so if they don't agree with what's happening right at this moment, you've got a position to decide on. And so, and everybody's still there. Nothing goes off of the Internet. Nothing goes away. You've heard of other people saying, well, I'll have it removed from the Internet. I've never heard of anybody actually having it done. I don't think that it can be done entirely. There are always things on there. And if you're worried about it and you think that maybe there's some stuff on there that you're going to want to keep, it doesn't take much room on your Internet and on your computer to save it.
Yeah.
So just have a little thing that says, you know, politics, and save everything that you want to remember in that file. And
well,
let's face it, it's not if you have to, buy a bigger hard drive, you buy a bigger hard drive. That's, you know, you can buy a really huge hard drive for under $100 or under $50 with no problem at all. In fact, you can buy a really huge hard drive for under $50. And you can put that in your computer. And there's no reason that you can't save absolutely everything.
Well, here's the problem, though. And unfortunately, this is the way people are, is that they're not going to remember when it comes time to vote, assuming that they do vote, they're not going to remember what's happened. That's very obvious here in Lane County, and because we go through all that problems over and over again. A lot of people don't even know who the vice president is, but those same people can tell you the stats of the Ducks and who they played it for the last 15 years, but they don't want to get involved in politics because, see, the Ducks don't affect their individual lives unless you're such a huge fan of the Ducks that you paint your house yellow and green, which there are some people here that...
There are some of that?
And,
yeah.
And have yellow and green underwear. But again, that's not as important as who is in office and that's going to really directly affect your lives. And I'm more concerned about, you know, like some people are complaining, if we get rid of Obamacare, I'm not going to have my free stuff. What's going to happen to my free stuff? Or like the free Obama phone deal where this lady on the internet is going, I got my free Obama phone. I'm not going to vote for whoever because Obama's giving me my free phone. He didn't do that, by the way. That was part of the fee that you paid on your phone bill, and that happened even before Obama got into office. But, you know, started the rumor that, oh, well, I'm getting my free Obama phone, so I'm going to vote for Obama because I'm getting a free phone. Is what happened to patriotism? What happened to really caring about the country?
Well, the thing is, if these people are so, I'm afraid I'm going to have to say it's stupid, if they're that far gone,
yeah,
that they spend more time worrying about the Ducks than they do about the presidents, then they deserve what they get.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean,
that's just all there is to it.
You do. I hear it all the time. People can literally, they can tell you, you know, you ask them what the score was between this team and that team 5 years ago, and they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, like I say, ask them who Nancy Pelosi is. Well, I don't know. Why should I care?
Well, it's getting a little more to care because we're getting to the point that we're having presidents on the air speaking about something, presidents and Boehner and all kinds of people. It's getting more important, and people are going to listen to it a little more. But you're right that it's nothing. We're going to have a certain whatever happened to the old fireside chats that we used to have. I mean, why couldn't we do that and say something that would be of importance? Of course, I don't know. People have got to decide what's important to them, and if politics is not important to them, then they deserve what they get.
Exactly. That's just like this headline here. As soon as I wait for my slow computer to come up, little twirly thing. I can't wait till I can afford a new one. Headlines. Which is about the only thing I'm going to give you because it's a stupid computer. Cher doesn't like Sarah Palin. Oh, shockwave crashed again. And that's headlines.
Cher doesn't like Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
Who cares?
That's my whole point, is that last week Cher went after former Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin. On Twitter, calling her a dumb C word or whatever. And I like one of the comments that somebody made on one of the boards, like, yeah, I always, when I look for intellectual and informative opinions on the government, I always turn to Cher.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you've got to be kidding. I mean, who, well, I couldn't possibly think of anybody that I would consider their opinions less. And, you know, I don't believe that Cher figures people are going to really take her for real. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I don't think Cher would be real happy to think that people are adjusting their lives by what she thinks.
Wow. Well, yeah. Well, but unfortunately, that's what people do. That, ooh, well, Cher said it must be good, so it must be good. Obama, or Oprah says, oh, gee, you know, I support this, so, okay, well, all the Oprah followers, you know, we don't think for yourself. Let somebody else think for you. Follow this.
Well, Oprah has proved beyond time that over a period of time that she does think, have a little bit to think about. She does think a little bit. I don't know that Cher does or not. Cher has never been a thinker. She's not one who even as, I mean, she, I don't know, she's hardly even a looker, but she's done a lot of television shows. You got to understand that television shows are written by somebody else.
Well, that's the thing, is that just because you're a celebrity doesn't make you an authority.
In anything.
In anything.
Yeah.
That's why I always get a kick out of those commercials where some celebrity comes out and is talking to you about Medicaid or something like that. It's like, hi, I'm a wealthy person and I never have to worry about income again, but I'm going to tell you how to save your savings.
Right, right. Well, they can, again, if you have no opinion of your own, if you have not enough gray matter to make an opinion of your own, then you deserve what you get. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, is that your opinion or did you borrow it?
No, I bought that opinion myself. I bought it from Cher.
You bought it from Cher.
But anyway,
speaking of opinions, how can other people share their opinions if they have an opinion, or our opinion, or your opinion, and we want their opinion?
Well, you could do that with just write down a bunch of numbers: 646-721-9887. It's an easy number to remember, especially if you write it down. 646-721-9887. And what I can do is I suggest that, like me, you write it down on a little yellow pad, one of those little yellow pads that you stick to things, and then you cut off the part that's got the number written to it so it's thin, and you stick it on the top of your monitor. And you just stick it there, and it's right there in front of you, whatever you need. 646-721-987. Okay, now that you've got it stuck up there and you're ready to go and you remember what it is, dial it and call us and talk to us.
Exactly. 646-721-9887. And again, if there's a topic that you'd like to talk about that we're not, give us a call. And
that's the wrong number. That's not it, sir. But there, we'll talk about anything. We're not stuck about talking about the things that we're talking about right now. We'll talk about anything. If there's something important that you think is worthwhile speaking about, let us know, because we'll change our subject and change it quite quickly if you want to.
Exactly. Just like in the chat room here, Flycatch is saying, Oprah Winfrey takes herself seriously and proclaims racism is alive and well in the white community. She says that over there on the BBC.
Well, you know, that's possibly what Oprah Winfrey thinks. And now that Oprah Winfrey has opened her opinion up and got herself on the record about saying that, as far as I'm concerned, I have limited any thought of even considering anything that Oprah Winfrey says, because I know I'm not black, I'm white. And I know that what I think is the case. And I'm not anything for the blacks or against the blacks. I mean, I think about them as people. And if they say something good or something that's correct or something that I recognize as correct, then they're fine. If they say something that's totally absurd, then I think they're absurd. So it doesn't make any difference what color you are. And especially, you know, we talk about how everybody thinks Oprah Winfrey is sitting there saying, okay, if you're not white, then you're black. Well, what about people who are not black? What about the Indians? What about all kinds of people? There are a lot more people in this country than there are blacks.
Well, here's the thing. That this racist this racist community twice elected a black president and also made Oprah one of the wealthiest people in the U.S.
That's true. That's true. But it doesn't make her right.
It doesn't make her right, no. And like, I think it was Mark Levin was talking about the other day, commenting on this, is that if you were, okay, yes, there is racism in the U.S., but they don't really know what racism is unless you go live in some of those other countries.
Yeah, really. No kidding. Then you'll find out what racism is. You know, we're probably the least racist country in the world. I can't think of anybody else. Because I've been watching and checking news in England, for example. I never thought of England as being racist, but they really are.
Racist, yeah. Well, I don't know, so I can't comment on that. But
I've read a lot. See, I've heard about it, and I've thought about this for a long time, for the last about a year. And I've been reading about anything that happens in Great Britain, and they are just as racist, if not more so, than we are. I think quite a bit more so, more than likely. And I don't know. I've never bothered to check on any other country. I don't really care about any other country.
Well, let me add this, and again, this, what's going on in the chat room. By the way, you can join us in the chat room, too, if you would like. Flycatch again is saying, the news media is finally broadcasting the black-on-white crime called Knockout. And challenging, do you dare comment on this? I have not heard of that, but...
Knockout, huh?
Yeah, Knockout.
I don't know what it is. Let me put it in there.
Yeah, black-on-white crime. So
I'm
both looking it up right now.
No, I'm just writing it down in my notes so I can remember to look it up, because I don't know what it is either. And knowing, well, it's hard to say. It could mean almost anything. But yes, I would be interested in, and I will look this up as soon as we're off and find out what it's all about.
Okay. And she says, like I says, do you dare comment on this? I will comment on anything.
Yeah, but first I got to know about it. That's one thing I don't do. I don't try to comment too much on something I don't know anything about. Now, there's very few things that I don't consider that I don't know anything about. I mean, even things that I just know a little bit about, I usually have opinions about them, but I can't have an opinion about something I ever heard of before. So,
yeah. Flycatch says black youths are attacking elderly white Jews, both male and female. And there's a thing called, as I'm waiting for my slow.
Black youths are attacking elderly white youths?
No.
Elderly white youths?
No. Black youths. What's a youth?
Youths. Youth.
Elderly white Jews, both male and female. And
oh, Jews.
Jews.
Oh.
Yes. According to CBS News here, my slow computer, which is soon going to be my gone computer, Knockout, game targeting victims in several cities, report says, a new and brutal game that appears to be gaining popularity among some teens has targeted victims in several cities. It's called Knockout. The game consists of a person sneaking up on a random victim and trying to knock them out, typically with a punch. And it says, according to CBS New York, Jews in Brooklyn have been targeted in a series of attacks, the latest victim, a 78-year-old woman from Midwood.
So this is a physical thing that's literally happening?
Yes.
This is not a game on...
No, this is not a...
internet game.
No, this is not an internet game. This is actually where they decide to just... Apparently it's war on people. It's just another excuse to... I think what it is just by...
Another excuse to beat somebody up.
It's another excuse, yeah. I think what it is and again, I'm just scanning while I'm talking, in what I call the bubble wrap society, you know, where kids can't do anything like what you and I used to do, you know, they're so restricted. I mean, we used to what's called drive the gutch. Can't do that anymore. Can't ride your bicycle without wearing a helmet. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't even eat a Pop-Tart without getting in trouble. And so people get bent up and they latch out. I'm not saying it's an excuse, but maybe that's what's going on here.
It could be, and I agree with you that we can't do anything. But on the same token, it's the adults' opinion that counts. We as adults need to pass along the proper attitude that we should have. If we can't do what we want to do, we should be teaching what we. Oh, God, how do I say
it? We're teaching our kids how to look before they cross the street, then they get ran over and then complain that it's the car's fault.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a little bit of the blame here before long, I'll tell you. So, anyway, we're a quarter after, so if you wanted to get out of here, now would be the time.
Yes, unfortunately, I am going to have to go ahead and call it short here because I do have a previous engagement. Damn life. But let me read what Flycatcher is saying here because I think it's important. Flycatcher is saying that the news media will not identify the case of the criminal or the religion of the victim. And it says, when I say news media, I'm referring to national, not local. I agree because this should actually, if this is going on, I mean, like I said, this is the first that I've heard about. And again, thank you, Flycatch. We'll look into it more and definitely address it more on next week's program. But this is the first I've heard of it, and it should become, if it's more national news, but the unfortunate thing, too, is we don't want to get copycat starting. And there are some people that are dumb enough, well, I refer to Beavis and Buttheads, like, for example, when the cartoons laid in the middle of the street challenging cars and got ran over, they did it because the cartoon did it.
Well, that's silly. If we're doing our job as adults and our job as parents, we're not going to have to worry about that because we're going to teach the kids a little bit more of a responsibility of that. And if we are worried about things like that, then we should be looking at ourselves, and we don't seem to be. So it's we'll get into that again.
A couple of points I want to make here real quick. Again, looking at this. This is CBS News, by the way, that I'm looking at. Here's a couple. In a September attack, Mark Teniego, 46, of New Jersey, died after his head was slammed into an iron fence. The attack was caught on video, and three were arrested, and they were 13 and 14 years old. A 23-year-old Metro East College student in St. Louis that she was viciously punched in the face while walking in the street Monday morning. The woman who identified was not released. I'm scanning, reading this live, so excuse me. Another victim, 50-year-old teacher, and a 15-year-old was charged in the assault. So apparently...
Okay, it's something that's been going on for years. We're just putting a name on it, that's all.
Well, I'm not going to say it just started because, you know, young people attacking old people is not something brand new. But you're right. They're putting a name on it, and I'm just hoping the fact that, like coming out on CBS, which is national, that the kids aren't going to be going, hey, look, let's go and try this.
I think perhaps if CBS has any smarts at all, when they do present it, and they will, they'll present it with an ending that says that these people were dealt with rather heavily for doing something like that. That's the only thing we aren't doing. We're allowing people to hear about something, but the consequences of the action are not being mentioned, and they need to be.
Exactly. And Flycatch also says this started right after the Trayvon Martin case ended with a not guilty verdict.
Except that Trayvon Martin hasn't ended. He's still going.
Yeah, he's still going. And Trayvon has, again, gotten in trouble several times with the law after his...
It's Zimmerman that's gotten in trouble. Trayvon died.
Well, yes. Thank you.
Anyway.
The lack of sleep.
Yeah. Anyway.
But again... Flycatch, thank you for that, and we'll touch on it more on next Wednesday's program, 1 o'clock Pacific time. And if you have any more information,
and you can email us and leave us information about what you want us to talk about. You can do that, you know.
Yes, and you can do that at talk@krbnradio.com. And like I say, unfortunately, because of appointments, we have to end the show 15 minutes early. I do apologize. Again, Flycatch and others, please come back and join us 1 p.m. Pacific time next Wednesday. We look forward to that. And again, if you're listening to us in the archives, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com, or join us on Facebook. We're there too, believe it or not.
Right on. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.